Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Sports Radio, obviously. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, the man that never mentioned Philadelphia's winning quarterback, Nick Foles, never mentioned his name on the Super Bowl preview show. I never mentioned his name. Well, I respect him. We hear a lot from the winning quarterback, the MVP, the guy that wasn't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be Carson Wentz, but guess what? Nick Foles stepped up, and he beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. More power to him. Wow, Super Bowl 52, what a scoring bonanza that was. The NBA is happening. Of course, the Golden State Warriors, they rebounded from such a mediocre week, I guess. We put a little baseball news on the forefront. And of course, USC 221 took place this past Saturday night, of course, in Australia. Straight up boxing as well. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You don't have to come on the air, but you can drop a line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Word from Minnesota is that hookers were short on Super Bowl weekend in Minneapolis. What does that mean? Nobody wanted to turn tricks in the snow.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, I'm Seth. That's Rachel. These are our favorite jokes of the week. New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. The game will determine whether Philadelphia is burned to the ground by happy fans or sad fans. It was reported this week that the Department of Education will launch a pilot program that puts students' federal aid money onto debit cards so officials can monitor how students spend excess money from loans. Though if you really want to know how they spend it, just go to a dorm and inhale. President Trump's State of the Union address was available to stream live, so congrats to Logan Paul on no longer being the worst thing on YouTube. President Trump will deliver his first State of the Union address tomorrow, so if you want to know how the country is doing, the State of the Union is being delivered by Donald Trump. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said today that President Trump's State of the Union address tomorrow is must-watch TV. Incidentally, must-watch TV is also the first thought that goes through Trump's head when he wakes up in the morning.
Must-watch TV. Where is remote?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah. Cast aside once in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love had no love for Nick Foles. He was like the third-string quarterback, the second-string quarterback. Of course, he's the guy that delivered the city its first Super Bowl. And, of course, he outdueled the great Tom Brady to do so. Wow. Foles, who took over when the maybe not-so-great Carson Wentz injured his right knee in mid-December, of course, but I think he got an ACL injury, something like that. Matched the five-time champion, the three-time MVP. Champ, I mean, he matched Tom Brady play for play. I mean, he couldn't believe it. And when he soared, the Eagles passed, and they did soar. When they passed the New England Patriots and won the game finally 41-33, I was like absolutely blown away. I just was. I was like, whoa. I mean, big Tom Brady fan. Wasn't a couple of years ago, but I like winners, okay? And, you know, Tom Brady's a winner. There's just no doubt about it. Now, I dropped $500 in the game, but I picked up $5,000 on the year, betting the money line for the most part and betting Tom Brady. So what I'm trying to tell you is, so what if I dropped $500 on the end? The bottom line was the season was a big winner money-wise, as for the rest of the Taco crew as well. If you follow me as far as the money line is concerned, you were up better than $5,000, no doubt about it. Straight up, the Philadelphia Eagles are what they are. They're the Super Bowl champions of Super Bowl 52. And, of course, the man who I failed to mention last week, the man who I, Rodney Dangerfield, to death. That's right, Nick Foles. I didn't mention his name through the entire show on purpose, okay? And you know why? Because if I was wrong, I'd have to come back and eat my words big time this week. And guess what? I've got a whole bowl here of words to eat. Bottom line is, here's Nick Foles unplugged after his big Super Bowl win.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, that was a hard-fought game. I mean, New England's a tremendous team, one of the greatest quarterbacks and coaches of all time. And just for us, you know, it was the team all year, just fight till the end, just keep leaning on each other. And that's just what this season's been about. You know, that locker room is a special locker room. And you could see it throughout the course of this game. No matter what happened, we just kept sticking together, kept leaning on each other. We have an amazing coaching staff, amazing personnel staff. I mean, just to be in this moment, I mean, unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, that was something we've been working on, and Doug and I were talking. I was like, let's just run it. It was a good time, and the end was a little wider than I thought, so I was like, I really need to sell like I'm not doing anything. And it worked. Trey made an amazing throw right on the money. I just looked it in. And, yeah, I mean, we've repped it for a while, so I was excited to get it run and in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot this last week about, you know, a couple years ago, there was a time where I was thinking about hanging up the cleats. And, you know, I think as people, you know, we deal with struggles. And that was, you know, a moment in my life where, you know, I thought about it and, you know, I prayed about it. And, you know, I'm grateful that I made the decision to come back here and play. You know, I wouldn't be out here without God, without Jesus in my life. I can tell you that first and foremost. I don't have the strength to come out here and play this game like that. And that's a everyday walk. I mean, we have struggles as people. And, you know, that's just been my rock and my family. I didn't get to see Tom. I was looking for Tom. It got pretty crazy really fast. I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time. You know, guy does it right. He's been unbelievable. He was unbelievable tonight. You know, can't say enough about him. Yeah, I mean, I felt good. I mean, you never really know what it's going to be like when you're going to a Super Bowl. I've never been here before, so there are normal nerves. You got butterflies. I mean, it's a big game. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this. So, but I felt good. I felt calm. I think the big thing that helped me was knowing that I didn't have to be Superman. I have an amazing teammates, amazing coaches around me. And all I had to do was just go play as hard as I could and play for one another, play for those guys. And, you know, not look at the scoreboard, not look at the time. Just go out there and play. Don't worry about it. And, you know, came away with a victory. I didn't switch my mindset. I wasn't worrying about the scoreboard. I wasn't worrying about the time. I was just playing ball. I think sometimes you start worrying about that so much and it starts creeping in your brain. I was just playing. Whatever play Doug called, I was just going to go out there and rip it. And, you know, that was sort of our mindset going into this. We had to play a strong 60 minutes, and it took 60 minutes to win this game. No, I'm excited. I mean, quarterback going out on a route. I was pumped to go over there and talk to Doug, and, you know, we agreed on it. And, you know, like I said, we worked on it for a long time, and we executed it perfectly. That's probably the best it's looked, so we hit it at the right time. I mean, we've probably been working on it for a month. So, yeah, I mean, being on the podium with my wife, Tori, and my daughter, Lily, I mean, that's what life's about right there. I mean, we're Super Bowl champs, but time does stop when you look in your daughter's eyes and you get to celebrate this moment. I got to look in my wife's eyes. I get to celebrate this with her. I mean, they've been there, you know, my wife's been there through everything. My family's been there through everything. And to be in this moment, to celebrate this moment, that's what it's about. And, you know, just grateful to be a part of the Philadelphia Eagles' first championship. I mean, we've all waited a long time to be in this position to be world champions. The people who bleed green, the people of Philadelphia, the people all across the nation that support the Eagles, they've waited a long time. Mr. Lurie's waited a long time. You know, being a part of this, being drafted to Philadelphia, and being fortunate enough to come back and be a part of this team, to be a piece of this puzzle. I mean, it's been a long time coming, and, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of celebrating tonight. You know, I was really staying in the moment. This is always the outcome, the goal. But I feel like if you put it on a pedestal, you start forgetting to do the little things, the preparation, the practice. You start forcing balls because you're trying to play at a level that, you know. So when this became reality was when we won the NFC Championship game, because that was what was staying in the moment, and I wasn't worrying about the next day. I was worrying about that moment, and that's what, you know, I did today, we did today, just staying in this moment, doing everything you can in the moment to be successful, and the outcome was we were world champs. Thank y'all.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Wow, he threw the go-ahead touchdown to tight end Zach Ertz from 11 yards out on a 3rd and 7 with like 2:21 remaining. I was capping a 7-minute, 14-play drive, man, that covered 75 yards. Of course, Tom Brady's on the sidelines itching to get a hold of the ball, but he couldn't get a hold of the ball. The bottom line is the Eagles' defense got to rest a little bit, of course, with their offense on the field. And, of course, that, I think, was the bottom line is one team got tired. The other team didn't get so tired. At the end of the day, the young team looked like the younger team, and of course they won. Brady threw for more yards, though, a playoff career high of 505 yards to Foles' 373. But Foles matched Brady's 3 touchdowns, and of course he even caught a touchdown. That was pretty cool when he hauled in tight end Trey Burton's toss. That was from the 1-yard line to give Philadelphia a 22-12 halftime edge. Man, it made him the first player in Super Bowl history to be on both ends of a touchdown pass in the same game. More power to him. Of course, Tom Brady loses for the 3rd time in the Super Bowl. But then again, he's won 5, man. More props to him, you know. Let's see if he can come back. He's 40, going to be 41 years old. And, of course, his girlfriend, let's take it back, his wife had a couple of excuses this week. But, you know, that's the way wives are. And she's a bit of a dimbo anyway. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Tom Brady was 2nd best to Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's just the way it is, baby. Open phone lines around the planet. We're talking sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free text line. Yes, that's happening as well. And the number is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Live, baby. I am the Taco Man coming to you from the City by the Bay, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
1st and 10. They got the ball with Foles under center from the 41-yard line of 4-man front. The snap, the spin, it's a flea flicker. Clement tosses it back to Foles, who winds up long arching spiral down the far side. Over the shoulder catch of the pylon. It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's grabbed by Smith. Double teamed over the shoulder. 41-yard strike. How in the world did he bring that in? Cloaked with defenders. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You know those commercials that are toward old people? You know, like I was watching, for instance, on MeTV, I was watching The $6 Million Man, right? And he was in Paris. He was jumping over the Arc de Triomphe and everything like that. And then, just by luck or coincidence, they went to a commercial, and it was a commercial starring Lee Majors, The $6 Million Man, but as he is today, like an old man. So he's jumping over, and it was for the bionic ear. And it wasn't the real bionic ear from the show. It was a f***ing hearing aid. So you see him jumping over the Arc de Triomphe, and then it cuts, and then he's in a studio, and he's like, I can't hear too good out of it. This one's no good at all. This one's all right. This one may as well not even be an ear. And you go, God damn. You can't help but feel sorry for a man like that. Because, you know, at one time, he got a phone call from his agent, you know, and he probably had all kinds of hope, you know. His answer is, hey, Jerome, my God, I haven't heard from you in 30 years. You got something for me? Well, let me guess. I bet I know what it is. It's that movie I wrote, The Return of the $6 Million Man, starring Ben Stiller. And then I show up as a judge for 2 minutes. Is that the one? No. Ooh, what is it then? It's a... No, not out of this one. Nope. Well, what was that? That's a hearing aid?
You know, Joe Montana talked about the fact that there are too many football teams. He thought there were the talent was spread too thin in the league right now, and he thought that had a lot to do with the fact that Tom Brady's been in eight Super Bowls now. Anyway, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think the NBA, the National Basketball Association, is all about mediocrity. It just is. Anyway, the 29-26 Pelicans were winners tonight over the 19-38 Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn, 138-128. The Clippers came up short in Philadelphia, 112-198. Clippers 28-26. 76ers 28-25. The Bucks, the lowly Bucks, were winners tonight in Orlando, 111-104. The Bucks are 31-24. The Magic are 18-37. Of course, wow, big. I mean, these are just great, great numbers, huh? The Wizards, of course, Wizards winner tonight. Wizards, of course, beat the Bulls. Bulls are really hapless, man. 19-36. Wizards doing a little bit better at 32-24. The Lakers, I'm going to pass comment on that. Anyway, the LA Lakers, 23-32 as I speak. 123-130 losers in Dallas. And I lost the 7 points to the Dallas Mavericks, who are 18-38. And, of course, we move on down to the rest of the scoreboard. The Golden State Warriors, God's team, baby, 101-90 winners over the Bulls. And I take that was the Wizards score, excuse me. Wow, Lakers, I send it to go down to the Spurs. The Spurs and the Warriors, man, Warriors were winners 122-105. Of course, had a couple of, not so great outings this week. And, of course, Golden State is not, you know, they're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. They're 43-13. Of course, a great record, no doubt about that. The Spurs, 35-22. The Nuggets. Nuggets are winners, of course, in Phoenix over the Suns, 123-113. The Nuggets are 30-26. The Suns are 18-39. You know what I'm trying to say is that there's only a couple of good teams, a couple of real good teams in the NBA. In other words, the rest of the teams are just wash, man. Just a bunch of wash. And between you and me, I think that Montana's got game in what he says. The fact that the league is so diluted now, the fact that you really can't, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, I will say the one thing about Tom Brady and Big Belichick. Big Bill Belichick. Anyway, the bottom line is they've won with a number of different teams. I mean, they're sort of like Tower of Power, the touring band. They can put together any ensemble and go out there and kick ass and sound and perform like, you know, the world champion football team that they are. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The Patriots are a great, great team, a great franchise. I mean, people say they've cheated. People say that they've bent the rules. They push the envelope to extremes and things like that. Well, you know, for the most part in athletics, most of the guys I know that have been winners have pushed the envelope to the extreme, have pushed their training to incredible limits and things like that. As far as teams are concerned, when teams get motivated to win, man, look at the Golden State Warriors. I mean, I, for one, thought that the personalities, when they came together, would clash. I thought that, you know, I mean, Kevin Durant coming into town, Steph Curry's like already here, and then Kevin Durant comes to town, and, you know, Curry's got a bit of an ego as well, and the rest of the team, I mean, I can go on and on, but there's a lot of personalities there. And so far, in 2018, looks like they're going to make it to the NBA playoffs. Of course, obviously the playoffs to the finals. But who will be on the other side? Will it be LeBron and company? Of course, LeBron got whooped up this week in a couple of games. LeBron James and company, responding to trades, pluses and negatives to that. But at the end of the day, it'll be LeBron probably. LeBron and his new team, of course, against the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. And that's the way odds makers think it's going to go down in Las Vegas right now. I kid you not. Of course, we'll be talking combat sports a little bit later in the show. Open phone lines around the planet as I speak. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Japanese pitching ace, talking baseball just for a second, Yu Darvish signed a, get this, 6-year deal with the Cubs, pending a physical. And the guy sort of sucks. That's what I don't get. I don't get this. But anyway, they're trying to say he's getting a 6-year guarantee worth $126 million, the ability to make it $150 million. Holy cow. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, I'm going to tell you like this. He would probably have to win multiple Cy Young Awards to get that $150 million, according to what I'm reading here in this contract. But the guarantee is as long as the richest free agent contract this year. Think about that, though. He didn't do that good this past season. I mean, he was one of the star, how can I put this, top starting pitchers in this year's free agent class. Ooh, okay. He's coming off a season in which he went 10-12. With a 3.86 ERA for the Texas Rangers and the LA Dodgers, okay? He played a big role in getting the Dodgers to the World Series, but when he got there, he choked in both outings against the Houston Astros. What am I trying to say? Is he really worth $126 million? Holy cow, you got to be kidding me. $126 million on an arm? Betting that on an arm? Man, you must have a whole lot of money if you can throw that kind of money around. Walter O'Malley, of course, of the LA Dodgers and those type of people back in the days when they would, you know, put like $150,000 to $200,000 out there, and that would be like a 4 or 5, 6 year plan, and some of the best players in baseball would take it. I mean, Willie Mays, he made $100,000. I think Babe Ruth made more than a president. And I remember Babe Ruth was asked one time, "How does it feel to make more money than the president?" He says, "Well," he says, "what makes you better than the president?" He goes, "Well, the president can't hit a curveball." He's probably right. The president can't hit a curveball, especially our president. Open phone lines are all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Giants, of course, the SF Giants now, they've been world champions 3 of the past 10 years, at least 3 times. Okay, and, you know, they've got the teams, and people say that they're going to go places in 2018. Of course, they've got their step-and-fetch-it type of manager. You know what I mean? You know, he's not the brightest guy in the world when you look at him. But, man, when it comes to baseball, Bruce Bochy seems to be the genius of all geniuses. I mean, nobody's topping him as far as his moves are concerned. He can get a 7-11 type of player and make him surround him with good guys and make him a better player than that. So there's something about Bruce Bochy, of course, just rubs off. He's a good winner. He's a winner. He's got that winning attitude. Although, how can I put it to you? I'm not the most confident guy in the world. You know, I'm just not. Anyway, guess what? The 49ers, of course, have got this Jimmy Garoppolo. Of course, I'm talking about their new quarterback that signed that record-breaking contract. More power to him. Does that mean the Niners are going to win finally? I don't know, man. Besides, The Niners aren't the San Francisco 49ers anymore. Most of you don't know that. They play in Santa Clara, which is like 45 miles away. Nobody wants to go down there and watch the games. Nobody does. Nobody from the city. We watch it on TV. We pick it. I mean, we protest the whole nine yards. Was the Yorks that run the family, the owned the 49ers, sold out to Silicon Valley and took the team down south. They could have kept them in the city by the bay. Instead, they moved them to Silicon Valley. So call them the Silicon Valley 49ers. Do not call them the San Francisco 49ers. Never again. Just like we don't call the Washington, that NFL team, what we call them. We call them the Washington NFL team. But guess what? I see the Cleveland Indians are going to get rid of that crazy mascot thing where they got the Indian guy running around with the hatchet and that kind of stuff. They're getting rid of that. Are the Washington Redskins next? Oh, I said it. Are they next? Anyway, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, coming up next, guess who? Dominic Jimenez, Dom's Diner, baby, on Sports Overnight America with the Taco Man. Once again, open phone lines at your mercy. The Taco Man, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I got a couple of texts I'll get to after the break. That text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. But hey, you knew that.
First down and goal, San Francisco from the 1. 10th play of the drive coming up. Garoppolo on the quarterback sneak, surges ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Boom!
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885. If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey there, it's good to hear from you again. Welcome in another edition of Dom's Diner, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. A lot of winning this week post-Super Bowl, so let's get right into it. Winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles' first Super Bowl championship ever. They won the 1960 NFL championship, but it was not the Super Bowl yet. So the City of Brotherly Love gets their first Super Bowl win. The Eagles, 41-33 winners over the New England Patriots in Super Bowl LII, a.k.a. Super Bowl 52. Nick Foles was outstanding. It's amazing. Yes, Nick Foles has the second greatest touchdown-to-interception ratio in a single season. Here he filled in for Michael Vick as a backup. And I think a lot of people forget about that because most people remember Nick Foles as the backup in Philadelphia, as the backup in Kansas City and Los Angeles. He's been a backup almost his entire life. No different this year, except Carson Wentz went down and he had an awesome team around him. And Nick Foles, the regular season wasn't great, but when it came to the playoffs, especially in the NFC Championship game against the Vikings and the Super Bowl against the Patriots, he balled out. So shout out Nick Foles in the City of Philadelphia. Get your first Super Bowl. Nick Foles is about to get paid by somebody. He's still under contract for the Eagles, but somebody's going to pay a lot, whether it's in a trade or however it might be. Even if he has to wait a year, he's going to get his money. So Nick Foles, Super Bowl winning quarterback. Don't let that sink in. By the way, he's doing an autograph signing through Fanatics, and so are a bunch of other Eagles players. He's the same price as Carson Wentz. Let that sink in. Carson Wentz, who was an MVP candidate this year. Nick Foles, who was a backup. That's what happens when you win a Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen. Next winner, keep it in the world of football. Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G. Jimmy GQ. Jimmy Jesus. Gucci Garoppolo. Jimmy Guapo. Whatever you want to call him. I think the G now stands for got paid. Jimmy Garoppolo, 5 years, $130 million. Highest annual salary in the NFL, richest contract in NFL history on an annual salary basis. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be making upwards of $42 million in 2018. A large chunk of that, the roster bonus he got, it's guaranteed money. So you got to throw around guaranteed money in the NFL because remember, NFL contracts are not all guaranteed like the NBA and in MLB. So players got to get their money when they can. So Jimmy Garoppolo, 5 years, $130 million. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch can really get rolling and do what they want to do with this roster. They've had a full year of scouting now. It's not an abbreviated offseason for them like it was last year. So the Niners, 20-1. I think they have the 10th best odds to win the Super Bowl next year, according to the Westgate in Vegas. Let that sink in. A team that started 1-9. Have the 10th best odds of winning the Super Bowl in 2018, so we'll see what happens. Speaking of people who got paid, Yu Darvish. We all remember his implosion in the World Series for the Los Angeles Dodgers against the Houston Astros. Well, he parlayed that into 6 years and $126 million from the Chicago Cubs, all but signaling the end of the Jake Arrieta era in Chicago in the Windy City, unless he goes to the White Sox. That's always a possibility. But Yu Darvish, well, fun fact, he actually has the highest strikeout per nine innings ratio, total, whatever you want to call it, in MLB history with 11 strikeouts per nine innings. He's averaged 11 strikeouts every nine innings in his career, had to have a minimum 100 starts, so Yu Darvish got paid. I don't know what's going to happen, but Yu Darvish is a very good pitcher. He had a bad postseason, but in general, very good. He's been an all-star 4 out of the 5 years he's been in MLB, so we'll see what happens. Yu Darvish, 6 years, $126 million to Chicago, the Windy City, the Cubs. Finally, my last winner, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They hit the reset button in a big way. They acquired George Hill, Larry Nance Jr., Jordan Clarkson, and Rodney Hood, and they were able to keep the Brooklyn Nets 2018 pick. Now, yes, it cost them Isaiah Thomas, Iman Shumpert, Channing Frye, and a few other role players, Dwayne Wade. But this is a great trade. They got their guy, George Hill, the defensive point guard standout. They got Rodney Hood, more reliable scorer than what they had on the bench or were getting from Dwayne Wade or J.R. Smith. So huge move by the Cavs. They did give up a first-round pick, but more on the Cavs in just a bit. But for now, they round out my winners list. All right, and there wasn't a whole lot of losing this week. It was a very good week for winning, but there were some losers. First losers, United States soccer fans. The United States Soccer Federation had their election to replace Sunil Gulati as president on Saturday morning, and they selected Carlos Cordero, who was the vice president under Sunil Gulati. The USSF had a grand idea. They wanted to create change. They wanted to make sure and ensure that there would never be an embarrassment like failing to qualify for the 2018 World Cup ever came to the United States soccer, especially with the men, ever again. And what did they do? What was the beacon of hope, the symbol of change? They elected the secondhand man to the guy they fired because he didn't do his job. Yes, I understand Carlos Cordero, as his campaign was he took shots at Gulati a little bit, disagreed with him on various points. He wants to be a beacon of hope, a beacon of change. He wants to do this, he wants to do that. But at the end of the day, how much change can you really accomplish when this guy was part of the very top tier of leadership under the system and the board that failed the United States Soccer Federation? It makes absolutely zero sense to me how the U.S. Soccer Board of Directors thought this was a good idea. But you know what? I feel bad for U.S. soccer fans, because with guys like Kyle Martino, Eric Winalda, even Hope Solo, who people thought was a joke, she was even in the running for it. Even her platform was strongly about change, which was so desperately needed after the men failed to qualify for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. It's an absolute joke. It's an absolute mess. And unfortunately, us U.S. soccer fans are left as losers this week. My other losers this week, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I know what you're thinking, Dom. You just had them on your winners list. Yes, but let me tell you, all those trades they made to improve their team, especially taking on Jordan Clarkson's contract from the Lakers, helped the Lakers free up enough space to offer two max contract deals this summer in free agency, and they can try to lure LeBron James and Paul George to Los Angeles. So, Cleveland, while they improved their team very much this season as they try to get back to the finals again, may have set themselves up for a little bit of failure come this summer by giving the Lakers an outlet to sign LeBron James away. So, yes, the Cavaliers were winners, but they were also losers at the deadline this week. All right, before we close up the diner, one last thing. It's time for a little say what.
Say what?
Josh McDaniels is the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. He left them once to go coach the Broncos, drafted Tim Tebow in the first round. That ultimately didn't end up working out, so he went back to the Patriots. And then Josh McDaniels, both coordinators actually for the Patriots, Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator, he agreed to become the head coach of the Lions after the Super Bowl. Josh McDaniels had an agreement in place to become the coach of the Colts once the Super Bowl ended. Well, the Super Bowl ended, and then 2 days afterwards, Matt Patricia was introduced as the Lions head coach, and Josh McDaniels was introduced as the Colts head coach. The only issue is, right after he was announced as the head coach, Josh McDaniels pulled a 180 and decided, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to change my mind, and I think I'm just going to go back to New England and stay the offensive coordinator. He had a meeting with Bill Belichick and owner Bob Kraft. I'm sure that involved a lot of money being thrown at McDaniels, saying, hey, Josh, your family, look at the season we had. We didn't even have to punt during the Super Bowl. You did such a great job, this and that. Hey, maybe Bill's a few years away from retirement. Maybe they told him, hey, the job is yours. If you stick around, you'll be the new coach of the Patriots. Well, newsflash, Josh McDaniels, that's a real jerk move to do, man. You make the Colts wait for you. The Colts, if they had known you didn't want to become the head coach of the Colts. The Colts could have gone after whoever else they wanted, but no, you made them wait until all of the, in theory, best candidates were taken, hired by other teams, and then you changed your mind. So now the Colts are high and dry. I don't feel bad for the Colts. They're an organization that has had their fair share of issues, but man, Josh McDaniels did them really dirty. It's really frustrating to see a coach do this at a professional level, and I'm disappointed in it. It makes you kind of want to root against the Patriots all that much more, and I kind of want to see them lose. They are the evil empire of the NFL, let's face it. Okay, Johnny Taco, please come take this microphone from me before I burst a blood vessel over Josh McDaniels and how much of a jerk he is. Let me throw it back to you.
You know what's messed up about that is that he is having a stroke there. I mean, Dominic's having a stroke. I mean, come on, man. Big deal. The guy goes where the money's at. And I will say this. When people present offers to you, whether you're a coach, a player, whatever you want to say it, when you get these offers thrown in front of you, you take the best offer. Not always the best offer means the most money. Not the best offer always means the most prominence of the highest position. I mean, it's just sometimes you take things because things are right. And, you know, you got to give the coach some props here. He did what he thought was right for him and his family. More power to him. Now, let's talk a little combat sports. Of course, big boxing event this past Saturday night. ESPN Boxing Company, of course, Top Rank, putting together a pretty good card there. A guy by the name of, how can I put this? He is not the most well-known fighter in the entire world. In fact, nobody's all that well-known. But Michael Burchell is still the WBC 135-pound champion after stopping the guy by the name of Maxwell Awaku in the third round tonight, and that was on ESPN. Now we switch gears to the cage and talk about the world of MMA and UFC, UFC 221 going down in Perth, Australia. Of course, it was supposed to be a big fight for Robert Whittaker. He's an Australian. That didn't happen. Instead, it was Yoel Romero coming in overweight and knocking out Luke Rockhold in the battle for the interim title. Luke Rockhold, the former champion, just wasn't in this fight, man. I mean, he just wasn't. I mean, he fought a guy that is very hard to beat. Yoel Romero's got those flying knees, these flying fists, all these just flying. He's a bit of a freak. He's 40 years old. He knocks out Luke Rockhold in the third round tonight, minute 28 seconds in. It was one of the most stunning knockouts you will ever see as far as like, boom, this stuff's over with, baby. And that's just the way it went down. Boom, and it was over. Straight up, Luke Rockhold not taking a tremendous amount of punishment, but that last shot he took after being knocked down and being on the, how should we say, this queer street, wow, what a shot that was. Speaking of shots, Curtis Blaydes, you'll be hearing from this guy. They call him Razor Blaydes. Comes from the city of Chicago, Illinois. Defeated Mark Hunt tonight. Mark Hunt being the favorite son, of course, down there in Australia and New Zealand, down there, down under, baby. But Mark Hunt was a loser 30-26, 30-26, and 29-27. One judge happened to give him a round. That might have been the very first round, but Hunt struck with a good right hand in the first round. Had Curtis Blaydes on queer street, but outside of that, Curtis Blaydes owned the 42-year-old Mark Hunt. In fact, Mark ought to think about calling it a career. I told you a while back he was a slowing Samoan. He was a throwing Samoan. Call him what you want, man. It's time to stick a fork in the guy. He's just done. Some of the other guys that won on the card tonight, are you ready for this? The greatest fighter, at least the greatest name of all of mixed martial arts, maybe in the history of combat sports. No, not Johnny Taco. Tyson Pedro. Tyson Pedro was the winner tonight as he stopped some guy that, and it was submission, a Kimura choke, but he stopped some guy by the name of Sibaparov Safarov. Safarov hadn't fought since 2016. He lost that fight, so I thought this was a bit of a setup, seeing Tyson Pedro is from Australia. Straight up, they did well down there as far as the card was concerned. They draw well anytime they go to Australia. More power to the UFC. I noticed that Dana White didn't look like he made the trip. I didn't see him on the event schedule last night as far as Joe Rogan wasn't part of the broadcast either, so I don't know what's going on there. Of course, they worked last week, and maybe they don't want to work again this week. I tell you like this, I miss Rogan on those broadcasts. You've got to have Joe Rogan on UFC broadcasts. If you don't, they're just going to suck. Speaking of things we've got to do here, don't forget tomorrow morning, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're supposed to bring in the World Boxing Organization president, that's right, Francisco Paco Vaca, supposed to tell us about the 2018 agenda. But you know, the phone lines in Puerto Rico, they suck. They're really bad. In fact, a friend of mine just got power back in Puerto Rico the day before yesterday. They'd been gone for 3 weeks. In other words, the power comes and it goes and it comes and it goes. Imagine that, living life in an American city, with no power and sometimes no water. Only in America, baby. That's what Don King used to say. No, only in Puerto Rico. That's your combat sports update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, you can follow the WBO on their website, WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America with the Taco Man. Sail across the stormy sea. If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
I know I can't help myself. You're all in the world to me. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The Olympics are going down, of course, in South Korea. It's like 2 degrees. Everybody's freezing. But I've been to China in February before, and it's cold, folks. Snow or no snow. The bottom line is it's freezing in Asia right now. And of course, the Olympics are rocking and rolling. The vice president got dissed. Vice President Mike Pence, of course, the anti-gay guy that he is, got cornered by some LGBT people over there and sort of got put in a box. The bottom line is he got sent on his way, and they didn't even have a seat for him at a reception. Bottom line is he got disrespected. Hey, You're tuned to Taco Man Radio live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, Taco Man Radio airs live Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.